Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps. My name is Kerry Stevenson, and today I've asked Kyle Floyd, he is the CEO of Vox Royalty Corporation, to come back on. They've had a really good third quarter earnings and a lot of growth in the portfolio. For those of you that don't know, I'm going to ask Kyle to give us a brief overview of who are Vox. They are listed on the TSXV, and strangely enough, the code is VOX for Vox. So really easy, guys. In terms of growth, share price growth over the last 6 months has been up about 33%. That's very nice, Kyle. Nice growth there, nice numbers. Thanks for joining me on Small Caps today. Before we start with the numbers and where you're positioning yourself, because there's a lot of this in Australia, which is what I like. You're based in Denver. Obviously, you're listed on the Canadian Stock Exchange. Just give us a brief overview of Vox, and then let's go into a little bit more detail.
Absolutely. So for those that don't know Vox Royalty Corp., we are a specialist third party purchaser of mining royalties. So we don't fund mining companies. We don't operate mines. What we do is we buy revenue-linked interests in mining projects all around the world. We happen to have the second largest holding of hard rock mining royalties in Australia. And that is the focus of our business, is finding great royalties that are eventually going to produce significant revenue for our shareholders in mass around the world.
How do you come across finding these opportunities, these companies? And I guess, what parameters do you put around it? Because there's a lot of companies that are a lot of explorers. Are you looking for companies that are very close to production? Or tell us about what framework you have around.
Yeah, Kerry, what we look for is our ideal sweet spot is anywhere from, say, a quarter to 3 years out of production. Our team is based around our mining engineers and our geologists at the front lines. And so we're looking for assets that we believe are going to perform probably better than expected based on what we see technically in those projects, and that we believe will increase in value significantly for our shareholders when they're in the portfolio and as they continue to develop towards production. So that's where we find the most interesting opportunities, is really within that sweet spot of, say, a quarter to 3 years out from production. That's the focus. That being said, when we find a really interesting exploration package of royalties, we'll buy those. If we can find something in production where we can see reasonable value and reasonable upside, we'll also buy that. But really, the core sweet spot for us is in that range of a quarter to 3 years out of production.
Okay, so you've had some growth. Obviously, this is an investor audience that we're talking to. Let's talk about the growth and the opportunity for people to get involved with Vox Royalty at this stage.
So we're at the very early stages of our growth. We went public in just May of 2020, so last year, and we had one producing asset. And the market really said, look, this is a great business model and concept, Vox. We hear you. We believe that you guys are able to pick assets, but we really need to see you deliver on what you said you can deliver. And so we went public with one producing asset. We're now sitting at five producing assets. And importantly, as we detail in our third quarterly press release, we expect to be at 10 by the end of 2023. And I think that's a pretty conservative number, to be honest. And three should be in production as we exit 2022. So there's tremendous growth right now happening in our portfolio. There's been a lot of validation. You mentioned the share price move. I think a lot of that has to do with us validating to the market that we're finding really good assets. We're bringing them in at the right valuations and letting those assets prove out in such a way that's really increasing the shareholder value for Vox shareholders.
Let's just flip it around to the mining companies. Why is it that they would get involved with Vox? What's the value? Because, you know, say I'm a shareholder in a mining company and you guys come in as a streaming, royalty streaming. What's the value to those mining companies? Why would they want to get involved with Vox?
Yeah, so it's an interesting question. And the key nuance for our business is really we're looking for third-party royalties. So those are royalties that are held by not the operating mining co. They're held by somebody else, either a small cap mining co, a prospector, a family office. In, you know, interesting cases for us, telecommunications companies, hearing aid technology.
Oh, yes, I remember
businesses.
That. Yeah.
you name it. So we're finding royalties that are held by third parties. And the value that we provide is, I think, we are increasing the value of the entire ecosystem. So typically a royalty is created when the original prospector or group that really kind of proved out that there's a geological anomaly here worth investing in, when they transact on that asset at various stages, they usually keep a royalty behind.
Yeah.
And so we go to that third party and we buy that royalty. What we're doing is we're really increasing the value and the liquidity in that ecosystem. So that third party, you know, we've had prospectors that want to buy a piece of real estate or need to put their children through school, you name it. We've increased liquidity into a market and we've rewarded one of the hardest jobs in the world, which is geological exploration. We've rewarded the people that have done the hard work, that have found the deposits or developed these deposits. They have a royalty interest. And now they're able to transact on what is typically an esoteric and illiquid asset. They're now able to find liquidity through a partner like Vox. And by doing that, we've all increased the value of the ecosystem. It further rewards and incentivizes others to then go out, look for interesting deposits, and bring more opportunities to the table in the mining industry. So that's how we fit into this broader ecosystem of mining and commodities.
Do those third party royalties, do you swallow them up in total, or do the original owners keep some sort of exposure through shares within Vox?
It depends. You know, there are some groups that really understand that they can get some liquidity, but also keep some upside through Vox.
Yep.
There are others that have, you know, full liquidity needs and need cash, and that's okay too. We're really trying to serve the needs of the third parties that hold these assets, need to find or would like to find some liquidity. And so how we structure purchases can be quite flexible depending on the situation.
It's interesting at the moment, as I talked to you towards the end of 2021, Kyle, and I know you're based in Denver, Colorado. Numbers coming out of the US at the moment are quite high for inflation. Is that a good or a bad thing for royalty streaming companies?
Look, inflation is at a global level a problem for most individuals. There's kind of no way around that. That's the unfortunate reality. So what I'm about to say, you know, I have empathy for what the effects inflation is going to have at a global level. Obviously, it's being felt acutely in the U.S., but from a royalty company perspective, you know, we were purpose-built for this type of situation where investors want commodity exposure as a hedge against inflation. And royalty companies are uniquely positioned in that we benefit from what is expected to be an overall buoyancy in metal prices, but we're not exposed to the rising cost pressures that a lot of the mining companies are. You know, we don't have the variable cost structure that a mining company has. And so when diesel prices go up, electricity prices go up, infrastructure costs go up, transportation costs go up, that doesn't affect us because we're at the top line. We take a top line revenue percentage of these mining operations. So royalty companies are uniquely positioned, I think, to excel in a time like this. But I don't say it lightly. It is, it's a difficult time for a lot of investors and consumers out there. There's no doubt about it.
Do you think inflation's here to stay, or do you think it's a fleeting moment? Because there are some out there. In fact, I was talking to Jim Rickards recently, who was discussing the fact that he's looking at it as disinflation. I'd be interested in your views. Do you think inflation's here to stay, and therefore companies like Vox will be in a very good position? Or do you think it's just a sort of a post-pandemic screw up, I guess, with global logistics and supply chains?
Look, I mean, I think this is a personal perspective. Vox, and when we're looking at valuing royalties and mining assets, we're usually using backwardation and a forward consensus price curve that has metal prices lower than where they're trading at today. And I think you want to be looking at companies that are going to make money at lower metal prices than we have today.
Yep.
That being said, inflation is, you know, it's a very, as if you look at back at the 1970s and other inflationary regimes, once it's out of the bottle, it's really, really hard to deal with. And so, you know, I don't know that we have a 10-year inflationary regime, but is this going to be tapering off in the next quarter or two? I highly doubt it. So depending on what an individual's definition of transitory or temporary would be, look, I think it's going to persist for a while. I think there's systemic issues that have been caused by the pandemic and probably furthered by the response from different governments. So look, I think it's sticking around. And in that case, you want to have the right hedges and protections in place, where I think commodities are going to be one of those safe havens and royalty companies even more so.
You're focusing a lot on, there's two questions here. I was looking at the gold price just before we started talking and went, there it goes again, come back down again. I'd love your views. Do you think gold price surely and silver in an inflationary environment should be a little bit stronger? Are there outside forces? I'd love your views on the gold price at the moment, because it's psychological with people as well.
It's very psychological. And look, I don't pretend to be a gold price expert or prognosticator, so it's very much personal speculation. But what I can tell you is a couple of data points that I've seen. One is that gold is typically, it actually tends to be a little bit of a lagging indicator. And so obviously with the appointment or reappointment of Jerome Powell at the Fed in the US, that's viewed as interest rate hikes are coming. The problem is interest rate hikes now aren't, inflation is going to be what it's going to be now for the foreseeable future. It's probably not dampening it that much. So yes, on a very short-term basis, gold was down today, but the data points that I've seen indicate that it's going to be a little bit of a lagging indicator. And I can tell you firsthand, just on fund interest from generalists who have had very little interest in commodities, are expecting 2022 to be quite a buoyant year for commodity prices. So from all the data points that I'm seeing through Vox and through other channels, I'm expecting the metals to do very, very well in 2022 and beyond. But keep in mind, I think investors have to be very pragmatic in terms of how they approach the exposures that they want to generate for that inflation hedge. Look for companies, look for opportunities that don't need rising metal prices to make you money in the commodity sector. And then when you do find that, it's just tailwinds and it's just compounded advantage to you when the metal prices are running.
Is that why you like the Australian market quite a lot? Because our mining companies down here at a $2,500 gold price, even at a $2,000 gold price, they're making cash pretty nicely.
The Australian miners are absolutely killing it. I think it's almost to some degree unprecedented, the success level of the Australian mining companies. We say it all the time in North America, because we're a North American listed company. The investors here generally in this marketplace are not appreciating just how well the mining companies are doing in Oz. And, you know, a lot of that's testament to really good people. There's been some pretty good discipline also in the Aussie markets now for a while. And the operating capability of the companies really, I think in most respects, is second to none in the world. And so you combine that with a really high gold price, and it's been really successful for our royalty portfolio. We are the second largest holder of hard rock mining royalties in Australia after Franco-Nevada. And we've benefited tremendously from the productivity of the Australian mining regime. There's no doubt about it.
Do you see more growth out of Australia for Vox in the future?
We are very hungry for Australia growth. We believe, you know, we're very biased at this stage, but I think it's biased for the right reasons. I believe it's the best mining jurisdiction when you take all things into consideration from a true practical perspective. Look, the Fraser Institute constantly ranks Western Australia up there. It's not just all about Western Australia, but the reality is if you're looking to bring a good asset into production on a timeline with good people that can operate the mine and an economy that still generally appreciates mining, there's no better place in the world than Western Australia. And I would tell you, Australia as a whole is our favorite destination.
I was about to say, it's not just WA. We're over here in Queensland. There's some really good opportunities here, right? Absolutely. Down that East Coast. And I know Kalamazoo Resources, I know they've got the Ashburton project, which is the one that you've got a royalty on over in Western Australia, but they've also got some opportunities in Victoria as well. So
yeah. Tell them we'd be glad to have a royalty on those other projects that are
they might not be ready to give it to us yet. Okay. Kyle, before we finish, I want, if you could share with our subscribers who are investors, what, and I spoke about the share price earlier, it's TSXV, it's on the TSXV, why you think now is a good time for investors. We spoke about a month ago. You've had some growth since we last spoke. Why should they be looking? Why should they be investing? Why should they be buying shares in Vox?
Look, Vox right now is both de-risked and very poised for growth. And growth at a fundamental level, growth at a share price level. We had a tremendous amount of outflow early in our days, right when we went public. And we addressed that. And now we're starting to see, you know, the benefits of being very stingy with giving paper out, making sure that the fundamental growth is there. Okay. We're going from 5 producing assets to 10 producing assets over a very short amount of time. And that does not require us to put any capital into those projects. That's a huge advantage. That's growth without paying for that growth. So you get diversified upside. We're going from 5 to 10 producing assets. That's immense diversification for a $120 million market cap company. But the growth of going from 5 to 10, not to mention, we have 5 feasibility projects that are going to be releasing new engineering reports over the course of the next year. So that's immense growth that just continues to happen organically, where these feasibility studies will come out, they'll highlight the value that we have from a royalty perspective and the growth that we can expect to achieve for our shareholders. So there's growth throughout the portfolio, and that's not even touching on what is one of the deepest portfolio of exploration projects that we have, namely in Western Australia, where we continue to see more and more meters being drilled, and I would say very successfully so. So really, it's a great time to get in. It's a very, you know, I would say a de-risked company that still presents so much growth upside that I think we're a very unique opportunity in the commodity sector.
And I think one of the things that's really key as well is, as you said, you don't need to go out to the markets and raise capital. You can get this growth organically, and there's a lot of upside to come. Carl Floyd, CEO of Vox Royalty Corp, thanks for talking to me on Small Caps today. We'll look forward to having a chat next year.
Thanks, Kerry. I look forward to it.